is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clint4p.com, and thecorporationnation.com. And we will take calls at 800-313-9443 after the next break. And you were talking about individual law cases would be more effective in fighting the corporations such as, you know, pharmaceutical corporations. But how would that work if you have, if they have given public notice via the television commercials about their product, then how effective would a case be in what, the vaccine courts? You said that it has to be a specific court.
The problem is that when you go into these specialized courts, you're not necessarily going to get a jury of your peers. Okay, you're basically entering into a I can't remember the word, but it's where you're basically working it out with a mediator.
Okay.
A mediation, I think, is the correct term. So by not agreeing to do that, and by actually exercising your individual rights, your political right to have a fair trial with a jury of your peers, you know, what if the jury turns out to be a bunch of pharmaceutical agents and people who are financially gaining from this industry? If that's who the vaccine court is, or the judge is getting kickbacks, well, I don't want to, that's not a fair trial. So to exercise your individual rights, and for everybody to exercise their individual rights, would require them to not join a group and to individually pursue the legal remedy for their pain and suffering. One of the issues here is basically the straw man issue, because everything out there has a straw man. Okay, we the people are called persons. Corporations are called persons. Persons have different rights. They have political rights. They have no natural rights. And so when we're fighting this, we're fighting this as persons generally. When we're talking about inanimate objects, like the Constitution says that the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Well, guess what? Government is not trying to regulate arms, because arms can't be regulated. So what it has to do is assign a legal term, a legal straw man, a fictional thing or name to an arm. Okay, so what does it call arms? It calls them firearms. Okay, arms are the natural state of guns. Firearms are the legal state in the legal realm. The legal aspect of firearms can be regulated to hell and back, but arms cannot be touched. So if you're registering your guns, your arms, as firearms, well, guess what? Your arms can now be regulated as firearms. You see, everything has a straw man. Everything has a legal name, a legal precedent. And that is what our problem is that we are admitting every time we get in trouble, if someone gets in trouble for smoking marijuana, they are admitting that their cannabis sativa is marijuana. Okay, marijuana being the legal term. It's not even an English word.
Oh,
so
I
the
see.
Straw man for pot is marijuana. Marijuana can be regulated, but a plant cannot, you see. A natural state, the natural state of a plant, cannot be regulated. You can read this in U.S. Code, where it specifically says that the plant itself cannot be regulated, only the legal term, and we have to admit that that's what we have. Just like we admit that we have firearms and register them as such, we admit that we've done something wrong when we haven't.
All righty. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break, and we also invite your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. We will take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clintforp.com, and thecorporationnation.com. I do have an email question, actually a couple of questions. What about, for instance, the CPUC, for instance, like the California Public Utilities Commission, which is an agency that gave consent for the smart meters. And so they apparently represent the public, and they represent, they accept the responsibility for deciding they give consent for smart meters.
Exactly. And they're not, it's not that they are giving consent, it's that they are receiving informed consent from the people, because the people don't ever really legally challenge the consent aspect of this, the informed consent. So the problem that we have in this country and now around the world is that, as we know, this sort of world governance is fastly approaching. It's already here, really. And has been for some time. What we don't understand is that kind of commission, any of these public bodies that are created, associations, private associations, these are given authority by the elected officials who create them, basically. As we know, the American Legislative Exchange Council creates laws that the bills that the Congress then alters and passes. So you have a corporation, base of corporations that create law. The senators and congressmen basically put their name on it. The president signs it, and the corporations get what they want. Well, that's really no different than what happens on the local level as well, because, see, every aspect of government is now being fulfilled by basically appointed positions, okay? And those appointed positions are being granted the authority and power of the elected officials who are passing that authority on to these private associations, basically, who basically control everything. These are national associations. For instance, you have the National Mayors Association, you have the National Governors Association that just met in Washington, D.C. a couple weeks ago. You have where all 50 governors get together outside of their states and meet, okay? They have top secret meetings with, they had a top secret meeting, I should say, off camera with Janet Napolitano about Homeland Security, and they were talking about cybersecurity. Okay, this is the reality of government. Now, inside of these private associations, you have city managers associations. So how is a city set up? Well, you have your council and your mayor that you vote for, but see, the mayor then appoints what's called generally in most cities, it's set up in their charters, which is their corporate charter for the municipal corporation. It's set up as a city manager government where the mayor appoints a city manager, the council approves the city manager, and now you have an appointed official that's doing everything, including the comprehensive annual financial reporting and auditing. He does everything. In an emergency, you'll find in most city charters that everything falls upon the city manager, an appointed position. So all of these authorities, joint powers authorities, the commissions, and all of these things have nothing to do with the voting public. We don't elect these people. We do not, we don't have anything to do with their appointment. They are appointed by the councils that we elect. So basically you have a government now that is completely run by not elected, but appointed people who then basically, you know, if you're a councilman or you're a mayor, you're basically there to get paid to put the public signature upon a bill, the public vote. Because, again, the only people in America are really the representatives of the people, unless we start acting individually and saying, no, you're no longer my representative, I don't consent. Okay, that's the big reveal here. So your problem with these types of commissions is, again, they are appointed. So technically, the only way that they have power is that our elected officials have given them power, the power that we have given to the elected officials. What was the original question?
Okay, what about the California Public Utilities Commission? And he says it's an agency that gives consent for the public or a segment thereof to install smart meters on dwellings and whatnot.
Right. So, again,
the question is, has or can consent be delegated to agencies without discussion of the matter? The other question is, whom does the captive ratepayer contact to withdraw consent in this instance?
Well, the commission itself is likely. You'd probably have to find where it was in the records, which can be found on with an internet search. You have to find out who created it, what it was created as. It's likely what we talked about before, which is a special district. I wrote an extensive thing and did a video on special districts. Special districts are granted, they're again, completely appointed. Generally, in my county, the sheriff became the CEO, chief executive officer of a corporation, an incorporated district, a special district called the Unified Police, where all of the sheriff's, property, monies, and everything went into a district and out of the realm of the sheriff's department, the elected thing. So it became basically a private venture here, and this is the same thing that's happening across the board. We also have, which I'm assuming is the same thing, we have what's called the South Valley Sewer it's a district. South Valley Sewer District is its name. So what do you do if you're government and you want to create a legitimate source of income? And that's really all this is revenue. Smart meters are revenue. Okay, and it's a private corporation that's getting a contract to install and create the smart meters. It's all about commerce. It's all about to government. Because government, you'll find, will be the investor in these corporations, how they get so powerful. So the district is created, even though we already had sewers, even though the sewer basically runs itself. It's just a drainage system, and there's, you know, they created a special financing district called the South Valley Sewer District. Basically created a jurisdictional border, and a fictional border, and said everybody within that border, you know, the state did this, I believe, everybody within that border must pay a fee. Okay? So it's not a tax, technically, it's a fee. The problem is, and the districts, these commissions and these authorities are all granted the power by the elected officials to do this. Okay, and then they're given all the power to run it, and they become, like the Federal Reserve, they become independent agencies of government. They're not separate from government. They have independent powers to make their own rules and to create their own taxation and revenue generation, but they are still part of government. Okay? So the district is now set, and the borders on a map, these artificial borders are created, and everybody within, the property owners within, must pay that fee. They must also pay a protection fee, police protection fee for the district called Unified Police District. They must also pay this fee for water. They must, you know, the water district. So this is how government creates revenue. They create these private associations, private districts, you know, private corporations. And these are set up, and you can live in 100, 200, 300 different districts if they want you to. All they have to do is pass the legislation and assign or appoint the people to run these things. Here's the problem, because this is not a legal tax. It is not something that they can enforce upon you. But what they can do in their legal codes is they can say, well, you haven't paid your fee, you as a homeowner. Because you haven't paid your fee, we're going to place that fee as a lien against your mortgage, your home. So now, suddenly, it becomes a sort of a esoteric tax, because if you don't pay it, you have a punishment now. You have the fact that your home can be taken away from you through eminent domain, through seizure, to pay that fee, you see. This is how government operates. It is completely criminal and corrupt. It's basically extortion. I mean, all taxation is basically extortion. Anything that would punish you for not paying or put you in jail for not paying is no longer a lawful tax. We're now in the realm of tyranny.
Right.
Extortion, basically. So this is, I'm assuming, what this California district is, commission is, and because it has the power, because it has been delegated the authority by the elected official, I would assume that the first step would be to notify them, and when I say notify, I don't mean call them up and say, hi, could you please stop taxing me? No, I mean send them a legal document that you create. Again, this is something that I'm going to be working on here to create this type of thing and have a database for people to do it. But this is something that you're going to have to say, I don't consent to your authority, your jurisdiction. You know, you've been created against my will outside of the public voting record. I don't consent. And they may refer you. The thing with a legal notice is that they are going to respond because they're required to respond. If they don't respond, then you're, you know, within your 28 days or whatever, then that becomes a permanent record and a contract. So they're going to respond to you, and you're going to have to keep responding until the solution is reached. Again, what is a solution but a legal illegal contract, the end of a contract, satisfaction of a claim.
All righty. We are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back, and we will take your calls.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson, and we do have a bunch of callers lined up. Should we go ahead and take some calls?
Certainly.
All right, let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Deanna, and good afternoon, Clint.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm slowly learning. It gets harder when you get older, but you have to hang in there to get the gas. What I'm seeing, the big white elephant in the room, is a conflict of interest. Paychecks of judges, those are involved in the judicial system, paychecks to the politicians, paychecks to the civil servants. Their paychecks and their pension funds are invested, especially their pension funds, are invested in the big corporations.
Absolutely.
That's where the big of interest is. And we as ordinary people, you know, who have to make make a living by the sweat of our brows, you know, many of them self-employed, and so we basically, with the way the system is set up, where everything is stacked against us, we don't stand a chance unless we, the people, we are more, that we start to waken up and go after the parasites that they have established themselves all through the system. At one time, those positions, like leaders and so, they were honorable positions. There was very little money coming in for the leaders. Maybe they got a reimbursement of their expenses. But now it has become basically a big money, the biggest part of the economy.
Yeah, the problem with pension funds, and, you know, you can't blame the people who become employees and are actually forced to be part of the pension system. It's not really a choice. And you know, if you're going to get a job, you're looking for the best benefits possible. Unfortunately, a lot of times that's with government. But here's what's happening with the pension system. And again, yeah, pension funds, by all accounts, and anything I've ever read, are the largest investors, institutional investors, meaning government investors, in the stock market worldwide, in real estate worldwide, in foreign currencies worldwide. Pension funds are where it's at. So what's happening, and yeah, so that makes them a conflict of interest because they are a trust, a public trust held by generally the treasurer or some office thereof of each state, and of course are affiliated and highly invested in federal treasuries, mostly because the law says they have to. But what's happening with people, and again, this is all, remember, this is all based on consent of the people, okay, all the taxpayers. Consent to this. What happens, and the reason that government wants to hire so many people and so many employees and create all these bureaucracies that do the same thing but in two different departments, and why do you want to have so many public employees? Well, there's a really good answer to that, and it might surprise you, and that is simply that every public employee that you hire will not only be contributing to the pension fund themselves, but the contributions by that employee will be matched or doubled or sometimes completely paid by the taxpayer base. So while the employee, the government employee in the pension fund, has equity in what he's paid in to the fund, he has no equity into what the taxpayers have matched for that fund. So most of the money, in fact, I will say all of the money that's in the pension system, all these gains, these billion-dollar gains for each pension system, is coming from the taxpayers putting the money into the system to match or quadruple, sometimes 40 times, what the employee actually into the system. So the more employees you have, the more taxpayer money you can justify putting into the pension system, which is why you have, in California, you have $250 in a fund called CalPERS, and CalSTRS has, $230 billion, all to pay, a couple billion in pension benefits, which are covered by just the returns on the $250 billion. This is how everything has been built up by government, because part of the pension system is to give corporate bonds, meaning low-interest loans, to these corporations at 0.5%, so that corporations, especially war corporations and pharmaceutical corporations, can be built up, can become huge. I mean, how do you think corporations expand? It's not because they're profitable. It's because they're getting these low-interest loans, which are bonds, corporate bonds, from basically the people, because we all are consenting to this. This is the conflict of interest. And now government is the main investor in all of these corporations, not only through direct stock investment, but through mutual funds, through corporate bonds, through all of these different things. So naturally, again, going back to the pharmaceuticals, government protects its investments by creating all kinds of horrific laws that only protect the corporation and basically screw the people. That is what you're talking about, I assume, in the conflict of interest.
Yeah, and as I say, government wants to stay in power, so they want to have as many people on their side that votes for them to stay in power.
Well, yeah, and unfortunately, see, this is, goes back to the private associations. We have a country that's run by private associations. All of this Agenda 21, all of these standards and practices that are the model legislations and the model laws and bills that are coming, they all come from the private association. So if you have your city managers are all part of one private association.
Gentlemen, we do have to take a quick break. I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, Liquid Cal, Meg, Vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clintforp.com, and thecorporationnation.com. Please watch his movie, Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination. And we do have some other callers. Werner, did you have a concluding comment to make or question?
Basically, in this so-called democratic system, some people, they are represented with one vote, but other groups of people, they have influence for 2, 3, and 4 votes. Just depends how they are politically connected and professional organizations and their lobbying power.
True. And I would also probably say that the one thing that people participate in and seem to think is just the most important thing is the vote, the voting process. And yet it's probably the most insignificant thing that we have, because again, especially with the presidential and congressional elections, first of all, the president is elected by the Electoral College. That's the most important thing. The people don't elect the president. Second, when we're voting for president, we are not voting for a man or a person to go in office. We're actually voting for a party. What is a party but a private association, no different than any other private association that's controlling government? What that does is, again, it creates a group mentality, a group think, and it confuses people, and people don't know what to do because the parties are in charge, not the people. The people that are in office represent the party, not the people. The interests of the party are the interests of government. So, again, we're joining these and giving our consent to these private parties who in turn get to elect the electors. That's the trick, you see. When it comes time to actually vote for the president, we give our votes to the party, and then the party decides who the electors are going to be. If you look at the Constitution, you can see that the electors elect the president, not the voters. The people are the voters. We vote for the party to elect the electors. It's just a screwed-up system in the first place. So the voting thing has it really is probably the most insignificant freedom that we have, or I should say political right, which really is no right at all. This is what I'm trying to get across, is that we need to start acting against these officers in government, not as a person, but as the office of government. It doesn't matter who's in there. It doesn't matter what personality or what suit is in government. We need to start taking responsibility as individuals and declaring our own rights, our individual rights, our natural rights, especially above political rights. And that's really the only way we can really advocate for ourselves. If we stick to this group mentality, we're just doing nothing but consenting to every tyranny, pain, punishment, exaction, extortion, tax that's being put upon us. And that's the problem.
Right. Basically, we are voting for the color of the company billboard. But once we voted for the color of the company billboard, then the running of the company basically has been taken away from the people. And people have to go after that we take control again about the running of the company.
Well, I think you have to ask yourself, too, anyone out there listening, why do you support a political party? What has the party done for you? What exactly is it that draws you to a political party besides the media convincing you that that's what you should do, besides the fact that that's all that's offered to you? It's not like it's a free election. It's not like I could really run for president. You're only offered two choices, and that's really no choice at all.
Right. Well, thank you, Werner, very much for your phone call. We always appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Take care, man.
All righty. Let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Outstanding information, Clint, but I'm very offended at what you're saying. Are you trying to make me unhappy at being legally classified as a disposable human resource / animal to be constantly sheared and abused?
That is absolutely what I'm saying, and you're absolutely correct. In many places in the U.S. Code and the state agricultural codes, it very specifically refers to us, the people, as basically human chattel, human capital, human resource management. Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's what I have a hard time convincing, and you're right on. This isn't a satanic evil plot or whatever. This is a well-orchestrated, devised business model that's been perfected since, as I research it, up to the Caesars of Roman times, passed down to the church and then brought into the corporate model that began with the church. And unless you see that and really understand it, it's an organized arrangement, and it's just a business model, you've lost your perspective.
Well, you're missing the one descriptive tool. It's simply, very, very simply, it is organized crime. Government is nothing but organized crime. When you make the laws that describe what crime is, and then you exempt yourself from those very laws, guess what? That is organized crime. Folks, period, end of story.
Exactly. And what I really called in for, are you aware of Common Sense Revisited with Todd McGreevy and Corey Ibe? Okay, that's a Saturday show on RBM. Those guys would be exactly who you're looking for. You can work with them, and they would be happy to work with you to devise the things that you're trying to implement.
When's that on?
The Common Sense Revisited. Todd McGreevy and Corey Ibe, RBN, about 1 to 3 on Saturday. It's usually 1 to 3 on Saturday, depending on your time zone.
I assume that's a Thomas Paine reference.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. Just you were going to do the status thing about, you know, how we should be more participating individuals versus corporate animals or human resources.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, there's a lot of mythology surrounding what the Constitution says. And one of the things it says is that the federal government will guarantee to the states a republic form of government. Well, we confuse that as saying that the federal government will be a republic. But in fact, what that does is guarantee that each state will be a republic. That doesn't mean that we live in the republic. It just means that the federal government will not deny the existence of that republic. But unfortunately, what we do is we contract. Again, the solution is to end the contract. We contract with the federal government. We reside in the United States instead of in our own republic, which is the state. We become U.S. citizens, meaning we're residents, not of the state of, but of the United States. So, and that's unfortunately, while the republic exists, or the republics, I should say, it's not just one republic, because the United States is not in any way a republic, unfortunately. And that's what I think people have to start realizing, that the only way to escape all of this is to start withdrawing all their consent to this federal thing, because you're starting to see that state laws are basically mirrors of federal laws in just about everything at this point. And everything is becoming more and more uniform, a uniform structure of this representative democracy that we have called, you know, the federal, it's a federation, basically, is what we have.
So that's why you need to get with them, because that's what they talk about every week, that exact point, and how you can essentially reestablish a more popular-centered or people-centered operation based on your knowledge.
Well, yeah, and like I said, it boils down to, it's sort of a hard concept to grasp, but it's organization of the people without actually joining an organization and giving up your rights to that organization. In other words, the organization does not speak for you. It only informs you of what you should speak for yourself. And once we get that concept, as opposed to what we have now, which is basically to assign over all of our rights to whatever thing we're supporting, whether it be the Republican or Democratic Party, to the government, as a person, as a citizen, you know, it's kind of a weird concept, but if you understand it, then you understand the basis of what a right is that can only be individual.
Exactly, and that's what they are working to establish, the most efficient way to do that in their show. And
right.
I assume that if you got together with them, you would give them the input and they would give you the input to make that process very efficient and productive.
Well, I'll tell you what, after I heard, I just heard an interview with a guy named Dane Wigington, who was in the What in the World Are We Spraying movies, and that kind of got me motivated to revisit this all and sort of write up my idea here, and hopefully
he's going to be on the program tomorrow.
What's that?
He's going to be on the program tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. I'll have to get his contact info for you from you, because I'd like for him to understand. The problem was, at the end of this interview, someone asked him, well, what's the solution? What do we do about it? And, of course, he said, well, keep informing people, keep waking up everyone, but nothing about the legal process of getting this stopped. And he's probably the number one person I'd like to talk to, because he has the audience already, or at least Michael Burton.
Yeah. I will send you his information. Well, thank you, Richard, for your phone call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, great show. Thank you for the program.
All righty.
Okay,
let's take Lisa in Texas. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Thanks. Hi, Clint. It's amazing that you're talking about all these things. I wanted to run something by you, and I also wanted to suggest looking at a link of an article I found. My mother wrote me into agreeing to speak on Agenda 21 to a local Tea Party-like organization of older people. They're mostly neoconish type people in our local area. And I wasn't really very enthused about it. I've kind of moved on since studying that deeply a couple of years ago. But I got really, I just happened onto an article yesterday that just blew my mind, and it made a lot of things fall into place regarding what I want to you know, help them understand. And it's what you've been talking about today. And I wanted to see if you agreed with my premise. What I want them to understand is that if we look only at the UN and the global to local implementation of Agenda 21, and, you know, most people fighting Agenda 21 are focusing largely on land right issues, the private property ownership and so forth. But I've been, something wasn't right about that to me, in the sense that if we only look at the UN and the local government issues and implementation, I think we're missing a huge part of what Agenda 21 is really about. And I think it's a clever tactic of the opposition to have us only focus on the governmental aspect. What I found is on the UN CSD own website, the Rio conference, this man, Henrik Boll Stiftung, gave a talk, and it's called Who Will Control the Green Economy? And it's really a fascinating paper that his group presented. And he's, from what I can read, he's a proponent of the green economy, but he's worried about who's going to control it. And basically what I'm trying to say is that what I've learned through this is that the takeover is not going to be a top-down Chinese communist-style government dictatorship. The complete takeover of everything that we need to live as human beings is going to be from the private sector. This paper shows how these the huge energy companies and the chemical companies are either gobbling up or partnering with big agri, big pharma, all, you know, other industries, biotech companies, and what they're working toward through biotechnology and nanotechnology and so forth is the development of these technologies to synthesize biological matter, to patent these things, such as is going on with Monsanto, and then just basically dominate the market share of everything we need, like food, anything medical, energy-related, and so forth. And what better way to control people's lives than to privatize it and take people's recourse away from them? You know, we can throw people out of office if we don't like how they're invading our lives and privacy and rights, but it's very hard. You can't throw a company CEO out of his position.
No.
So I think it's a privatization. I think they're going to privatize our entire lives and basically, control us that way. What do you think about that?
Privatization or infrastructure privatization is an executive order. I think it was 18 something. I can't remember the number right now. But infrastructure privatization is literally the selling off or leasing of assets for private companies to join in public-private partnerships, PPPs.
Right.
And that sort of thing. So, yeah, I mean, that's been happening. This has been going on for decades and decades. I mean, this is nothing right. That is new, and you're absolutely correct that it's an incremental thing. It's not like there's just, as you say, a Chinese takeover where all of a sudden one day we're American, the next we're a subsidiary of the Chinese government. No, it's not like that. That's not what world governance and world government is about. And we're going back. See, I think the problem that most people come across is that they separate public and private.
Right.
There really is no separation at this point. If you vote someone out of office, they've already done their damage. They've already created the law or been the one to sign the law, you know, or the statute into law. So it doesn't really do you any good to get someone out of office unless you also get everything they've done bad out of office, which we don't do. Okay, because
right.
We always are silent about that, meaning that we consent to everything they've done, even if they go to jail. Their laws still stand. So these laws are designed absolutely, in almost every respect, to never offer protection to the people, but only to the corporations. And that is where the symbiotic relationship has to be understood, because as we were talking about earlier with Werner, the conflict of interest here is that government, I can't stress this enough, government is literally the main investor in all these corporations in China, Russia, Mexico, all these countries, third world countries that are being built up. This is happening through the pension system mostly and other investments. There is no separation. Government is simply the regulating body of corporations.
Right.
Those laws that regulate the corporations are being written by groups like ALEC, which is the American Legislative Exchange Council.
Okay, we do have to take a 3-minute break. Thank you, Lisa, for your phone call. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today has been Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clintforp.com, and thecorporationnation.com. We have one last caller. Let's take Andrea in Oklahoma. Welcome to the program.
Yes, Deanna, you have some jaw-dropping guests on, and your guest today is no different. Clint Richardson, what you're saying is all you have to do is not give your consent in one of these letters, and if you had 10 of your friends that felt the same way, if they wrote the same non-consenting letters to whatever the subject was, let's say fluoride in our water, or the GMOs in our food, or in corn that they're feeding us, that would be the magical key to getting rid of these things and getting them out of our foods and our waters, that we could
Nothing can be magical or just happen. It takes work, and it takes a lot of people doing making a lot of effort. You know, I would not want, for instance, to make some group and have people join it and advertise to them and pay money to be a part of it. No, all I want to do is I want to get a few people together, create a few model, like government does, create a few model letters that we can send. But once that letter is sent, again, you're going to have to keep responding until the matter is settled or contracted, which means that they don't respond. It's not something that is simple. You know, that's the problem, and that's why again I'd like to get an organization of people who don't join anything, just who are inspired by what's happening in the world and the death of these species and the pollution and the 20% dimming of the sun. I mean, I can't imagine who wouldn't be, you know, interested in doing that. I'm in the process of actually writing up a huge research project with all the U.S. codes and everything in it, as well as a lot of the Utah local and state codes that apply to weather modification. I'm going to be posting that on my blog very soon, and I'll send Deanna a link to that. Maybe she can announce it. But I'd also like to refer people to a couple other articles just for the benefit of understanding how this conflict of interest works. One of those is called CAFR School, C-A-F-R School, How Corporations Are Funded by Taxpayers. And then my last two articles are also kind of important. I don't know how many international listeners you have, but I took any comprehensive annual financial report you look at, you can go to one single page and you can find millions or billions of dollars that are being hidden from you by a very simple equation that you can do. The hardest part is finding the page and finding the CAFR. Once you do that, you're golden. So I have a couple articles on my blog. The first one called Unmasking the CAFR Scam in Every City, USA. Another one for the United Kingdom, because the whole world is now on the same financial accounting system and about to be switched over to a uniform set of accounting rules under the United Nations, including the United States. So
I'm just saying they keep changing the rules.
Yeah, well, of course, that's how they keep you ignorant. So please look for that post that I'm going to get out in the next couple of days, and hopefully we can get something going, and I'll, you know, I'm willing for
you to work. Your own radio station.
All righty, folks, I'm sorry we have run out of time. Thank you so much, Clint, for being on the program today.
Absolutely.
Thank you, callers. Thank you. And listeners. And we'll talk to you soon, Clint.
All right, take care, folks.
Bye-bye. Talk with you tomorrow.